I know it was back in 2005, and your daughter was almost 18, so you'd put all those years of nurturing and mothering into your daughter Kelly. And tell me what happened that day that you lost her.
I just have to gather myself.
And this, just as you do that, this is interesting and heartbreaking to hear, because it was 7 years ago. And, you know, when you lose a child, I haven't been through that. And yet I imagine that I will never get over it if that ever happens.
No.
And here you are, you know, 7 years on, it's still
emotional. I know, sorry.
Emotional.
I've held it together today, and then suddenly it's...
Yeah.
Right. We've got Paul at it now.
Take your time.
Yes, in 2005, Kelly was at... She was at college. I'll start again. In 2005, my daughter Kelly was nearly 18, and she was at a college, and she'd been to a party at the college and was in a car being driven by another 17-year-old. And basically, he was speeding 80 miles an hour in a 40 and hit a tree, and they were both killed instantly. So we spent the rest, well, really instantly... obviously, you get the knock on the door, and it throws your whole world upside down.
Gosh!
And you never recover from it.
Is that what happened? The police just walked up your path and knocked on the door.
Yes.
In the middle of the night.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning, but she'd been killed at 10 to 11 at night, and so obviously by the time we got to know, she'd been dead for quite some time. So. It was just devastating, but I had she had spent the day with her 9-year-old sister that day at the college open day, and when she came back and dropped Abigail at home and then went off, I knew that she was staying out for the night. So when we got the knock on the door in the morning, it was obviously a terrible shock, and like I say, something you will never recover from. So. Mm. Now Abigail is 17 herself and learning to drive. It's a difficult time,
yes.
Because you know, she's now got a mobile phone and she's learning to drive. Her friends are passing their test. She will never get in a car with a friend, no matter how much she trusts them. She just can't. And also her brother. Matthew, he's never learnt to drive, and she died on his birthday. It was his 19th birthday. So he, you know, so that's really the story behind it.
I'm interested in your daughter Abigail's approach to this now, because I wouldn't have been surprised if you'd said, and she doesn't want to drive either, but there she is, getting in a car, and when she passes her test... I cannot imagine how you are going to be every time she leaves that house. And, you know, it irritates me sometimes when older relatives say, oh, give me a ring when you get home, you know, when you've been to visit them. Right? Yeah. Well, I am 40 now, but, you know, with you, I can understand it every single moment.
I mean, at the moment, she's in Portugal on a holiday with her friends, and I've had butterflies ever since she left home. Mm. It will never go away. I mean, you have that anyway as a mother. I think the fact that, you know, you've lost a child, you don't want to lose another child, you know, and you lose the will to live for some time. Yeah. So, but then, you know, this is why I threw myself into Safe Drive, because I was doing something positive with my grief. And then, you know, knowing what it's like to go through that yourself is try and save other families from going through it, which is how I became so involved in a Safe Drive Stay Alive. And Kelly went to the first ever Safe Drive Stay Alive show, and was very, very affected by it. And that gave me, I suppose, it was like a calling. You know, if you've been affected by a cancer and somebody close to you has died from that, you start, you know, fundraising for cancer awareness or that sort of thing. And that's kind of what I'm doing, really.
But also, I think it is so important for mothers like you to talk about this kind of thing, because it makes it something like an accident through speaking on a mobile phone or through driving too fast. It makes it more of a reality that, yes, this can happen. Because, you know, just thinking about when I was younger, I honestly thought when I was driving around far too fast that these things...